Lane Corwell comes in. He'll step and throw the 1-1 as a throw over to Brown at first. To Jackson, and just late to the tag was Owen Jackson, the first baseman. 2-1 count. Two balls a strike. As a thrown inside, Brown had to shift over and see the ball go in the dirt. 3-1. So one away for Madison here in the top of the second. A 3-1 game as a throw in. So three balls, one strike. Rafter is up to three hits, leading 2-0 as the 3-1 swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second, rolls into right field. Johnson will retreat at first as was ready to take second as Tucker had trouble fielding that in right field. So Rafter is up to four hits now as Ty Johnson, his first hit of the game. So Jack Passier, who walked last time up, Rafters once again adding another couple hits to their hit total. Two hits in the first, two hits here in the second. As the first offering comes in, swing and a miss outside for a strike. 0-1. Johnson leads off at first. At second stands Degatti. Lencore glances over and fires the 0-1 on a breaking ball up and above the zone at 77. 1-1. Two down, one ball, one strike. Lencore looks in and he'll fire way below the zone on a fastball, 88 miles per hour, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and two outs. Two runners on with Jack Passier. And once again, throws in a fastball way below the zone at 86, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and two down. Cade Lancor will step, fire, and once again, way lower the zone on the right edge for ball number four. So Basir, back-to-back walks. He'll take first. Johnson moves to second, and Jorge Degatti at third. As pitching coach having a word with his pitcher, Cade Lancor. And also, Brown's up there as well. But how about an incredible start for the Rafters? When Brendan Bobo hits home runs, they always have a great chance to win. And that's certainly what he did in the first. So Lincoln just getting a talking to. Rafters up to four hits, two outs here in the top of the second. Lencore will look in. Little step on Brendan Bobo at the 2-run home run last time up. As the first offering comes in, swinging a line drive that goes in between first and second. One run scores home, and Degatti rounding third, heading for home is Johnson. Two run score, and the Rafters go up 4-0 here in the top of the second. Brendan Bobo, another two RBI day here in the second. He's up to four RBIs. And the Rafters lead 4-0. So a two-run RBI single from Bobo. And this brings up Garrett Broussard. As Basir will take second. 1-0 count. Rafters, a commanding 4-0 lead here early. They've had four runs and five hits. Lincoln below the zone again. 2-0. 2-0 count. Bobo at first. At second stands Basir. The 2-0. And up above the zone, the throw from Brown at second to Hamilton. Just late to the tag. And getting back in time was Jack Basir. So a 3-0 count with two down. As the 3-0 comes in for a strike, 3-1. So Conniff and Jensen both got out in this inning. The 3-1 popped up right side. And getting back in the count is Lancor. Now it's 3-2. Full count with two down. Lancor bends at the knees. He'll set the 3-2. And a line drive that goes up to the left field side. Rafters once again. Another hit. That's this time it's Garrett Broussard. Back-to-back hits for him. And the base is loaded. Rafters up to six hits now. Jack Gervich will step in. Popped out to center last time up. And has an opportunity to extend to Rafters' lead. It's already 4-0. Lancor fires and finds the inside part of the strike zone. 0-1. 0-1 count with two down. Broussard at first, Bobo at second, and Basir at third, 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, two down. Setting in is Lancor, he'll fire and goes away from Brown, and it looks like it hits the left foot of Gurevich, so Basir will get home. Rafters now up 5-0 as manager Donnie Scott will step on the mound now. Lancor's day looks like it's done. So six hits allowed in five runs as Cole Heath will step in out of Western Kentucky and the rising redshirt junior from Hendersonville, Tennessee. So Lancor's day is done. So Heath, it's his turn. A 1-1 record with seven games, 11 innings of work, allowing 24 hits, 16 runs, but he's had 12 strikeouts. So Heath getting the warm-up now, but how about the Rafters? Already a big lead, 5-0. Two runs in the first, three runs here in the second. They've just been getting hits left and right. Started with a two-run home run from Brendan Bobo, and then he followed it up here in the second with a two-run RBI single. And then Gurevich hit by a pitch, which allowed Basir to get home. So Heath, the right-hander, is warming up now. Gurevich at first, Broussard at second, and Brendan Bobo at third. So the Rafters right now have just been stellar on the offensive end. And they have a guy like Josh Howitt on the mound, and then offensively they're getting hits. Certainly a very tough team to beat, and that's what they're showing here. So through the first 1 2/3 innings, he's warming up, getting his warm-up pitches. But Harrison Didowick will step in now. Grounded out to second last time up. So one hit on four at-bats. And a guy that won 53 games played with the Virginia Cavaliers this season, 159 bats. He acquired 40 hits and 34 RBIs, batting at 252. He had 3 hits in 1 game earlier this season against Virginia Tech. So the tall, lengthy left-hander, Heath fires and a check swing outside for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Bases loaded. Didowick has a chance to really get the Raptors more runs in. And the 0-1, low of the zone and in the inside edge for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Cole Heath making his 8th appearance this season. Looks over at second and then does it once again. The 1-1, Didowick swings and misses inside. 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Heath ahead in the count. And he sets in and serves the 1-2. In for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Deuces across the board. The 2-2. Bounces into the glove of Brown for a ball. So the count runs full at 3-2. One more ball would send Bobo home. A full count. Heath will look in. He'll bend at the knees, the long stare down at home. Steps and fires and fouled off the top of the bat. So Didowick staying alive. And all the runners for the Raptors ready to advance towards the next bag. As they have to run, given Didowick is up to the plate and the bases are loaded. 3-2. Heath steps, fires. Didowick is swinging a ground ball over to the third baseman. And Taylor flings it on over to first for the third out. But the Raptors, 3 runs here in the second. They have a 5-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 86. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Sunday with a chance for scattered showers, upper 80s Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, we go as Isaiah Jackson bounces a ball into Conniff and gets one down. But yeah, Jackson was definitely a guy that posed problems to the Raptors last time up. He had a home run against them in the first game. So Jackson out of Arizona State grounds out. This brings up Canyon Brown. Out of North Carolina A&T, rising junior from Ormond Beach, Florida, batting a 293, 12 RBIs. And today, put in the catcher's position as Howitt sets and delivers right down Main Street in for a strike, 0-1. Rafters retired four batters last time in the first as the 0-1 just right edge of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Howitt has not struck out anybody yet as he serves out and away, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and one out. Howitt will look, step, serve, and just outside for an 88-mile-per-hour fastball. 3-1 count. Howitt likes to pitch again with one down, the 3-1. Swinging a ball, drops into center field on a line drive. And the first hit of the game belongs to Canyon Brown for the Mallards. So Brown will take first. And this brings up Davis Hamilton, the second baseman out of North Dakota State from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Entering his sophomore season, batting a .318, 13 RBIs. So a 5-0 lead for the Rafters. Howitt picks off over at first, and getting back is Brown. One down. Howitt will look in. The long stare and fires. Foul backside. So Canyon Brown stands at first, bottom of the second. Rafters two runs in the first, three runs in the second, six hits total. As Josh Howitt will look. Looks over at first and fires in the 0-1. Inside on a belt-high fastball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One down. And the checkoff at first. Brown gets back to the bag in plenty of time. One ball, one strike. The 1-1. And down low, inside, but finds the strike zone. 1-2. One down, one ball, two strikes. Hammett will look. He'll step and serve. A swing and a ground ball that goes to the second baseman, and Conniff underhands it, throws it over to second, the throw back to first. What a double play. He threw it from the glove to second to Broussard and makes an excellent throw to Gurevich at first. What a double play for the Rafters. We head to the top of the third. They lead 5-0 here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the third, Raptors 5, Mallard 0. Wisconsin Rapids has out-hit them 6-1 as they just made an excellent double play, a 4-6-3 double play, and at the charge of Chris Conniff, who was leading that, and he'll step in now. Grounded out to second last time up as Heath on the mound and will fire outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Looking in is Heath. He'll fire as Conniff swings and lines a ball into the second baseman. Well, excuse me, the shortstop, Sudeika, who throws it over to first for an easy out, one down. So Conniff grounds out. And this brings up Jorge Degani, who got a base hit last time up. So Degani, an Indiana Hoosier, one down, and firing in is Heath. Low of the zone, on the right edge, on a fastball, came in at 94 miles per hour, 1-0 count. Heath again, serves in, and Degani fouls right side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. A beautiful evening here at Warner Park. The 1-1, and inside on a breaking ball at 79, and finds a strike, 1-2. One down, the 1-2, swing and a miss, as a drop third strike, but it looks like he tagged him out from Brown. That will go two down. Back-to-back outs for the Mallards. The best they've looked on the defensive side today, as Levi Jensen will step in. Flew out to right last time up. As Heath will look, serve. Down low for a ball, 1-0. So back-to-back outs for Madison. As Heath steps in on a check swing inside for Jensen, and it comes in for a ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count with two down. Heath again fires, swinging a bouncer over to Sadika, the shortstop. Scoops it up in the glove and throws it over to third for an easy out. So, Raptors still lead 5-0. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Jack Tucker will step in, the right-handed pitcher here in the bottom of the third. A 3-up and 3-down inning for the Mallards. Best they looked on the defensive end is how it will remain on the mound in serving for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Howitt, no strikeouts yet, as the 1-0 swing and a miss upstairs for a strike, 1-1. Tucker, first time up to bat here today, as a swing and a fly ball into left center, and reaching out, making the easy catch above his head is Didowick. So Tucker flies out to left as Noah Sadika out of UC San Diego and a rising junior from Aliso Viejo, California, batting at 200. Don't get that twisted from some of the Raptor players. They play for the University of San Diego. This is UC San Diego. So a different school, but near each other, and you can definitely bet that these teams have played against each other. One down, 1-0 count. How at the delivery. And right down the pipe for a strike, 1-1. It's weird to think that Josh Howitt has not recorded a strikeout, given he has 28 of them this season in six games. But here in his seventh game, one down, the 1-1. Swing and a miss low for the second strike. So perhaps Howitt can get it now here for Sadika, batting in the nine hole. How it looks, takes a deep breath, sets, and serves. Fouled right side, out of play. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Looking in is how it. He'll come set and fire, and low of the zone, sweeps the left edge of the corner for a ball, 2-2. Breaking ball at 79. Now it will look. The fastball in and right down just low of the zone for a ball. Full count with one down. First time we've really seen how it get to a full count this game. Bottom of the third inning. The payoff. And a check swing upstairs as first base umpire said he did not go. As Caleb Cador said he did go for a ball. So ball number four, and Sudeika will take first. And that puts a runner on for the Mallards. Top of the order we go. Jake Holcroft flew out to left last time up. From Upland, California. Batting a 337, 15 RBIs. So Sadika will take first and stand there now. He's got the leadoff, and the first offering comes outside on a fastball at 88. 1-0. One down. Howitt will set, deliver the 1-0, and sliced away left side, out of play, 1-1. So Raptors, two runs in the first, three runs in the second. Bobo, two at-bats. And the first one, he hit a two-run home run, and the second one, he hit a two-run RBI single. So just an incredible start. The curveball delivered in, a swing and a ball flying out to left field. And making the grab is Didowick for two down. So back-to-back flyouts to left from Holcroft. And this will bring up Keenan Taylor, who grounded out to second last time up. So the Rats, six hits compared to the Mallards, one. As Howard sets and delivers on the first strike, and it comes in on the right edge, 0-1. 0-1 count. Sadiqa at first, two down, the 0-1, and a curveball, 77, sweeps the right edge, low of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike with two down. Looking in and serving the 1-1. Swinging a ball cracked out into center. Running after it is the center fielder, Johnson, for the third out. Raptors lead 5-0. We head to the top of the fourth inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Three innings down, we head to the top of the fourth as Ty Johnson will step in now, 1-for-2 today. Flew out to left and he also got a base hit. So Johnson, it's his turn. As Heath back on the mound and will serve in, and it comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. And Heath once again will fire. Johnson swings and grounds a ball into the second baseman, and Hamilton scoops it up in the glove, the whip over to first in time for the first out. So a ground out there from Ty Johnson. But he already has a base hit today, and this will bring up Jack Basir, who's been disciplined at the plate. Two straight walks for him. Heading to TCU next season. Raptors lead 5-0. Have out-hit the Mallards 6-1. First offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. Heath will set and serve. As Basir pulls it left side, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one down. Heath once again will fire. A swing and a ground ball that takes a weird hop, goes into the glove of Taylor, lobs it on over to first for the second out. So the third baseman, Keenan Taylor, adjusting nicely. Because it grounded and then took a weird hop. And he just had to reach above his head to make the catch. So Brendan Bobo will step in today. Two straight outs for the Mallards. A two-run home run in the first. A two-run RBI single in the second. As the first offering comes in four ball, 1-0. Heath again will fire the 1-0 swing and a miss down low, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down, the 1-1. And fouled left side, but just hits the top of the bat, but 1-2. 1-2 count for Brendan Bobo, already 2-for-2 today. Four RBIs, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Just a little bit late for Brendan Bobo, but it doesn't matter. The Raptors still lead 5-0 after a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Mallards. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth has a pitching change in store for the Raptors. Malachi Vitok will step in. Four games appeared in with a 2-1 record, 13 innings of work, allowing 10 hits and 8 runs. 7 strikeouts as well for a 5.54 ERA, a returning Raptor last season where he had a 6-0 record. So Vitok heading into his junior season, going to be an upperclassman at Creighton, and an Omaha, Nebraska native will step in now as the first offering comes in on Sprock in 4 strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Ryan Sprock, who walked last time up, and the 0-1 just pushes, but inside of the zone for a strike, and just skims the left edge, 0-2. Raptors, 2 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second. They've held Madison scoreless, the 0-2, way out of the zone, on a fastball at 91, 1-2. 1-2. Looking in and firing. And the check swing across in for strike number 3 on a curveball at 81. And they get Sprock swinging for the first out. This brings up Owen Jackson, who grounded out to the pitcher of Josh Howitt. Howitt's day has ended. 3 innings, 42 pitches, no strikeouts, but he only allowed 1 hit, which is very rare given he had 28 strikeouts this season as a swing and a fly ball left side out of play. 4 strike, 0-1. 0-1 count, 1 down. Vitok, the right-hander, will fire. And on a curveball right down the zone. 83 miles per hour. 0-2. 1 out. The 0-2 up and away. Jensen had to get to his legs and stand up. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Vitek shakes it off. Already 1 out for the Rafters. And the 1-2 once again outside on a breaking ball that goes away of the zone. Left side at 84 miles per hour. 2-2. Jackson's 0-1 today as a 2-2 curveball. 82 just skims the left edge and goes above the zone. So a 3-2 count. Count runs full. One down. Vitek likes to pitch. The stare in, the bend of the knee, the 3-2. Swinging a ball, lashed out into deep left center field as running after it is Johnson before the wall for two down. So Ty Johnson is just such a reliable center fielder. He's got great speed, agility. He doesn't make any errors. As Isaiah Jackson will step in now. Out of Arizona State from Vail, Arizona. Batting a 280, 23 RBIs. So slotted in at center field today. And the first offering comes down low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Two down. Vitek. The step to fire, and Jackson fouls it backside behind home plate. 1-1. So Jackson already with a ground out today, but last time he faced the Rafters in game one, he absolutely slammed a ball into right center for a home run. He also had a big day that game as well, so definitely a guy that has had his success against the Rafters, and the 2-1 comes in, foul, backside, hits the netting, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two outs. And the 2-2 right down the plate for strike number three. So Vitek records a strikeout. The Rafters go three up and three down. We head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Four innings down, five more to go. As we head to the top of the fifth inning, Cole Heath on the mound. Garrett Broussard is set to lead off, batting in the cleanup spot at fourth. So Broussard, Gervich, and Didowick are all due up here in the top of the fifth inning. Garrett Broussard, 2-for-2 today. So two base hits for him. A guy that's struggled at the plate is starting to find his own. He sets in and serves on a chest-high fastball that goes low of the zone, 91. 1-0 count. Down low on 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Rafters 5, Mallard 0. They've out hit him 6-1. The 2-0 popped right side, fouled off. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Heath nearing his 29th pitch. Two strikeouts for him so far. As that ball pulled left side into the dugout of the Mallards. Four foul, 2-2. A 2-2 count. Heath will look in. He'll kick, wind, and deliver the 2-2. Swing and a miss down low for strike number 3. So Broussard takes the third strike, and Heath is up to 3 strikeouts today. So the first time today, Broussard has come up empty at the plate. But still a great day. He's 2-for-3. So Jack Gervich will step in now. Popped out to center and was hit by a pitch, which was an RBI, as he swings and misses low on a curveball at 78. 0-1. One down. The 0-1. And once again, for a strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Gervich. Back-to-back swings where he comes up empty. And that's the third strike in the second out. So back-to-back strikeouts for Heath. So Harrison Didowick, the left-hander, grounded out both times to second and third. One hit on 5 at-bats. As Didowick sees the first offering, and it goes outside for a ball on a breaking ball at 82. Two down. The 1-0. A swing and a line drive that hooks away into the left fielder, and making the grab is Holcroft. So a 3-up and 3-down inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Raptors still lead 5-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoik likes to brag about.
So a horn I like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Raptors have out-hit the Mallards 6-1. They lead 5-0 as all their runs came in the first two innings. Brendan Bobo responsible for four of those five. A two-run home run in the first, a two-run RBI single in the second. And then Jack Gervich was hit by a pitch when the bases were loaded, which allowed a runner to get home. So that's where we stand. Vitek on the mound facing Canyon Brown, who's one for one today with a base hit. And he sees the first pitch come in for a ball, 1-0. So a 1-0 count. Brown looks in, and he'll fire for Vitek, 2-0. Count. Malachi Vitek delivers the ball down to the dirt. Already has two strikeouts today. On 18 pitches, so a 3-0 count. Mallards have been shut out so far. Scoreless through four. And the 3-0 way inside for ball number four. So that allows a leadoff walk for Brown. He'll take first. And this brings up the second baseman, Davis Hamilton, who grounded out to second last time up. So the left-hander, Hamilton. That's a 318 out of North Dakota State. 13 RBIs. And Vitek over to Gervich at first. Diving headfirst into the bag is Brown. Heading into his sophomore season is Hamilton. And the first offering from Vitek, skied away, left side, 0-1. And once again, the checkoff over at first. Getting back in time was Brown. No balls a strike. The 0-1 inside, but finds the strike zone. 0-2. 0-2 count. Bottom of the fifth. No balls, two strikes. Vitek will set, fire, and right down the plate for strike number three. Three straight strikes as the Rafters get their first out. So Malachi Vitek, three strikeouts today. And this brings up Jack Tucker. Vitek serves down low of the zone. 4-1, 1-0. 1-0 count. It is getting loud here. Fans are alive here at Warner Park. The 1-0 on a curveball, but grazes the right edge of the zone inside for a strike. 1-1. 1-1, one strike and one down. Vitek will look in. He'll step. And the 1-1, swinging a line drive over to Broussard. Underhands it to Konev at second. Whips it over to first for another double play. A 6-4-3 double play this time. And the chemistry from Broussard and Konev put on display. Rafters lead 5-0. We head to the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning. Rafters, a miraculous double play. This time it was a 6-4-3 double play. Broussard to Conniff over to Gervich at first. And one of the reasons why they have one of the best fielding percentage in the Northwoods League. It's because of those guys and the surrounding pieces they have. So top of the sixth inning, 5-0 Rafters lead as Chris Conniff will step in 0-2 today. Grounded out to second and also grounded out to short. As Heath on the mound and will fire, Conniff shows bunt and pulls it left side. Heath, four strikeouts today on 36 pitches. He's gone 3 3/3 inning. 0-1 count. As a step in, the 0-1, low of the zone on the left side, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters lead 5-0 on a swing and a miss down low. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. So the Rafters have had six hits this game, and a lot of that came in the first two innings. As the ball bounced in the dirt, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two. As looking in is Heath. Four strikeouts on the day. He'll step, fire, and swing and a miss low on a curveball at 82 miles per hour. Conniff strikes out swinging, and that's one out. And this brings up Jorge Degatti. Degatti 1-for-2 today. A base hit and a strikeout to a putout. So it was a drop third strike last time he was up. And he was tagged out, but leading the team in batting average as he swings and bounces a ball over towards the shortstop, Sadika, who flings it over to first for the second out. So Noah Sadika getting it done. Keenan Taylor dove in front of him. But Sadiko was there. Two down. And Levi Jensen is up. Jensen flew out to right and grounded out to short. As the first offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Looking in and firing. An in-four strike. 1-1. Rafters have held the Mallards only to one hit. Six hits for them. As the 1-1 curveball sweeps the right edge. In four strike, 1-2, 81 miles per hour. Two down. looking in his Heath. He fires, swinging a weak ground ball over to Sadiqa, scoops it up in the glove, and lobs it on over to first for the easy out. So 1-2-3 inning for the Mallards. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Raptors still lead 5-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, high of 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. A mix of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 86. 91 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll